最近一段时间，我们都在读路加福音。路加福音非常仔细地记载耶稣在地上的生活。
Recently, we have been reading the Gospel of Luke, and the Gospel of Luke carefully recorded Jesus' life on earth.
许多故事我们已经听过很多遍，甚至我们都觉得非常的熟悉了。
We have read those stories for many times, and we're very familiar with the stories.
四福音圣经中所以有四福音的目的，就是要借着这些记载让我们认识耶稣。
The purpose of the four Gospels is for us to know Jesus.
尤其是路加福音，它很清楚地记载耶稣这一个人，从他的出生，他长大，到他死亡，甚至从死里复活，都按着时间很仔细地记载。
Especially the Gospel of LukeRecording Jesus as a person from his birth, his growth, his death, and his resurrection, it's chronologically recorded clearly.
目的就是让我们更完整、更仔细地认识耶稣这个人。
And the purpose is for us to know Jesus more clearly and more completely.
但是我们将路加福音读完，是不是保证我们就能够认识耶稣这个人呢？
But after we finish reading the Gospel of Luke, are we guaranteed to know Jesus?
我想那是不可能的。
I don't think that's possible.
我们知道我们要认识一个人，我们必须要有一段长一点的时间，也必须要在一起经历过一些事情，我们才能够认识一个人。
We know that to know a person, we need to spend some time and go through a lot of things together to know this person.
否则我们只是表面的认识一个人。
Otherwise, we just know this person superficially.
我们要借着读福音书来认识耶稣这一个人，我们最好我们要将自己带到路加福音当中，那个情形里面。
To know the Lord Jesus, the best way is to put ourselves in the scene of the Gospel of Luke.
我们来到现场做一个旁观者，我们来看看当时的情形。
Come to the scene as an observer to see what happened at that time.
路加福音也记载了许许多多关于当时许多人跟耶稣之间发生的事情。
And the Gospel of Luke recorded also what happened between Jesus and a group of people.
这些都是人的故事，是我们能够体会的。
These are the stories of men and something we can identify with.
所以我们要借着路加福音认识耶稣，不仅我们最好来到现场，我们也需要用我们的心来体会。
To know Jesus through the Gospel of Luke, not only do we need to come to the scene, but also we need to feel with our hearts.
这样子我们才能够领会神借着路加福音要告诉我们他是怎样的一位神。
So that we can comprehend what God is trying to tell us, what kind of God he is.
首先我们看到路加福音说，当耶稣出生前，祭司撒加利亚就说预言。
First of all, before Jesus was born, the priest Zechariah prophesied.
他说是神怜悯的心肠，让清晨的日光临到我们。
Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us.
这清晨的日光临到我们有两个目的。
In the day spring from on high that has come upon us for two reasons.
第一个是要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里面的人，就是我们。
First of all, is to give light to those who sit in the darkness and the shadow of death. That is us.
若不是福音的光临到我们，我们还真的不知道我们自己是在黑暗里面。我们还真的就不知道我们自己是活在没有生命的境界里面。
If the light of the gospel did not come upon us, we do not realize that we're still sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death.
那第二个，他说到这个光临到我们，不是一次的经历，他是要将我们的脚引到平安的路上。
And secondly, this light is not just one-time experience, it's to guide our feet into the way of peace.
在我们不认识神之前，我们没有一个人不喜欢平安。
Before we knew God, no one disliked peace.
但是我们的平安非常的脆弱，我们更不用说平安的道路。
But our peace was fragile, and not to mention the way of peace.
耶稣来，他要做个引路的人。
Jesus has come to lead us the way.
接着我们看到耶稣出生了。
And then we see that Jesus was born.
耶稣生在伯利恒的一个客栈里面。
Jesus was born in an inn in Bethlehem.
那个时候约瑟跟玛利亚正在赶路要回到他们户籍登记的地方去。
At that time, Joseph and Mary, they were in a hurry to go back to register in their own town.
他们到了伯利恒。
And they came to Bethlehem.
那个时候不仅是他们一家在赶路所有的人都要回到自己的城里面去。
Not only was their family in a hurry to go back to their own town, everybody was in a hurry.
客栈甚至客栈里面都没有客房了。
And there's no vacancy in the inn.
我们想象当时那个情景。
And we can imagine the situation then.
那是个非常拥挤、非常纷乱、非常吵杂的一个情形。
It was very crowded, very chaotic.
耶稣就生在这样的一个环境里面。
And Jesus was born in that circumstances.
一个拥挤、一个纷乱、一个吵杂的气氛里面。
An atmosphere of chaos and loudness.
他出生后，他的父母亲就带着他，离开伯利恒跟耶路撒冷，回到他们住的地方，就是拿撒勒。
So after he was born, his parents brought him back to Nazareth.
拿撒勒就是在加利利地带。
And it's in the era of Galilee.
下一次我们看到下一站，圣经里面记载到耶稣从拿撒勒来到耶路撒冷。
And then the next stop, he went from Nazareth to Jerusalem.
那个时候耶稣已经12岁，他按照律法的规定，他来到耶路撒冷的圣殿里面。
At that time, Jesus was already 12 years old, and by law, he came to the temple in Jerusalem.
他就坐在教室中间，一面问问题，一面回答问题。
And he was sitting in the midst of teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions.
听见的人都稀奇他的聪明和应对。
And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
这又是一个非常拥挤、非常吵杂的环境。
This is another crowded and noisy place.
有许多的人都从拿撒勒来到耶路撒冷。
Many people came from Nazareth to Jerusalem.
他们也一起回去。
And they went back together.
他们拥挤到一个地步，甚至耶稣的父母亲都以为他在人群中，但事实上并没有看见他。
It was so crowded, even Jesus' parents thought that he was with them, but they didn't see him.
圣经记载在这段长的时间里面，耶稣非常低调，非常顺服的，照着自然的年纪在那里成长。
And we see in the Bible that in this period of time, Jesus was growing according to the law of nature.
耶稣是一个非常低调，非常顺服的孩子。
And Jesus was very low-key, very obedient child.
神和人喜悦他的心都逐年在增加。
And he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
我相信每一个父母都喜欢这样的孩子。
I believe every parent likes a child like that.
又低调又顺服又聪明。
Low-key, obedient and smart.
前几个主日我们说到圣灵是赐给顺服之人的灵。
A few weeks ago, we shared that the Holy Spirit was given to those who obey.
生命是在顺服中成长的。
And life grows in obedience.
从耶稣的生命里面，我们学到顺服对生命成长非常的重要。
From Jesus, we learn how important it is to be obedient as we grow.
在下一站，我们看见耶稣已经成年了。
And the next stop, we see that the Lord Jesus has grown into an adult.
他经过受浸，他经过圣灵的，他经过试探，耶稣开在加利利地区开始他的执事。
He was baptized, tested, and he was about to start his ministry.
加利利这个地段，这个地区是在以色列的最北边。
And Galilee is the northest part of Israel.
如果按照现在我们对房地产的知识来讲 ，location, location, location 来说。
If we judge according to the standard nowadays in the real estate, that we check on location, location, and location.
神的安排和人的选择是非常不一样的。
God's arrangement is very different than man's consideration.
加利利在当时是一个非常非常平凡的地方。
Galilee is a very ordinary place.
耶稣选择在加利利成长， 耶稣被安排在加利利成长，耶稣也选择在加利利开始他的事工。
Jesus was arranged to serve there and start his ministry.
他一直在拿他选择在拿撒勒开始他的事工。
He chose to begin his ministry in Nazareth.
也是他成长的地方。
And that is the place where he grew.
如果加利利是个平凡的地区，拿撒勒更是平凡中的平凡。
If Galilee is an ordinary place, Nazareth is even more ordinary.
所有的以色列人都知道，在拿撒勒就没有出过什么值得一提的事。
Everybody knows there's nothing worth mentioning in Nazareth.
但是那一天耶稣来到拿撒勒的一个会堂里面。
But that day Jesus came to the synagogue in Nazareth.
路加福音第四章里面记载的。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.
有人就把先知以赛亚的书交给他。
And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah.
他就打开找到一处。
And when he had opened the book, he found the place.
他说主的灵在我身上。
Where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我报告。
He has sent me to heal.
被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见。
The brokenhearted to proclaim liberty to the captives.
叫那受压制的得自由。
And to proclaim liberty to the captive.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。
And to set liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
他念完以后就把书卷起来，交还给执事，就坐下。
And then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down.
会堂里面的人听了都定睛看着他。
And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him.
耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
And he began to say to them, today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearings.
众人都稀奇他口中所出的恩言。
And all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth.
但是又说这不是约瑟的儿子吗？
And they said, is this not Joseph's son?
在拿撒勒，耶稣宣告他的职事。
In Nazareth, Jesus proclaimed his ministry.
他的使命，他要做的事。
His mission, the things he is to do.
当时许多会堂的人都听见了。
Many people in the synagogue heard him.
我相信当时在加利利的许多人跟我们今天许多人一样，我们没有人不喜欢这些话。
I believe at that day, the people in Galilee, just like us, no one disliked hearing these words.
在加利利有太多贫穷的人。
In Galilee, there are too many poor.
被掳失去自由的人。
Too many people are taken captives.
被环境压制的人。
The people that are oppressed.
瞎眼看不见的人。
And the blind who cannot see.
那里有一群没有指望的人，需要帮助的人。
There's a group of people who had no hope who needed help.
但是他们的问题太大，他们需要的帮助太大，没有人能够帮助他们。
But their problem is too big and they have so many needs. No one can help them.
他们真不敢相信自己耳朵所听见的。
They really can't believe what they heard with their ears.
眼前这个人不仅是读圣经而已。
This person before their eyes didn't just read the scripture.
他说这些话还要应验在你们耳中。
He said, these words will be fulfilled in your ears.
听见人怎么能够不喜欢呢？
How can you not like it when you hear that?
只是他们还有一个问题。
But they still have a problem.
他们又说。
They said,
这岂不是约瑟的儿子吗？
Is this not Joseph's son?
我们不是看着他长大的吗？
Didn't we see him grow?
怎么可能呢？
How is it possible?
如果当时你也在会堂里。
If you were there in the synagogue.
你会有同样的疑问吗？
Do you have the same question?
我如果是他的邻居，我会。
If I was his neighbor, I would.
我们需要时间来证明。
We need time to prove it.
请我们来听一首诗歌。
Let's listen to a hymn.
这首诗歌的作者和我们一样。
This author of the hymn is just like us.
他把自己带到加利利的海边。
He brought himself to the Sea of Galilee.
他像一个记者一样的跟随着耶稣的脚踪。
Like a reporter, follow the footsteps of Jesus.
他长时间近距离的来观察耶稣。
For a long period of time, in a short distance, he observed Jesus.
他看看耶稣都做了些什么事。
He was watching what Jesus has done.
请我们来听一首诗歌，诗歌92首。
Let's listen to the hymn, hymn number 92.
辨认他为你救主，这家里里陌生人，朋友你是否愿永远爱他，因他那样温柔怜悯，今日辨认他为你救出，这家里的陌生人。
我相信我们听了这首诗歌，我们印象中最深刻的就是神迹奇事。
And I believe after we heard that hymn, what really stands out is the signs and wonders.
我相信若是今天我们合上圣经，回想路加福音，我们印象最深刻的也是神迹奇事。
I believe if we close up our Bible and recall the Gospel of Luke, what impresses us most would be the signs and wonders.
瞎眼的能看见，瘸腿的行走。
The blind see and the lame walk.
五饼二鱼让五千个人吃饱。
And the 5 loaves and 2 fish satisfy the 5,000 hungry men.
这是我们非常非常实在的需要。
These are our very practical needs.
我们在疾病里面，在生活的缺乏里面，实在是非常的痛苦。
In sickness and in need, we are really in pain.
我们实在是非常的软弱。
We are truly weak.
我们疾病，我们身体的疾病，我们生活中的缺乏，我们需要耶稣。
In our sickness and our lacking, we need Jesus in our lives.
疾病跟缺乏非常的熬炼人心。
The illness and the lacking really test our hearts.
这是我们非常实在的需要。
These are practical needs.
但是不可思议的。
But remarkably,
耶稣不仅医治人的疾病，耶稣还一再说你的罪赦了。
Not only did Jesus heal the sickness, he also said, again and again, your sins are forgiven.
你可以平安地去吧。
Go in peace.
耶稣更进一步的，不只医治我们身体的疾病，他医治我们心里面的病，我们生命里面的病。
Not only did Jesus heal our physical sickness, furthermore, he healed the sickness in our hearts and our spirit.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们被掳，我们被压制，是因为罪的缘故。
We're taken captive. We're oppressed because of sin.
罪人住在罪人当中的问题。
It's a problem for a sinner dwelling in sinners.
所有的人都是罪的奴仆。
Everyone is a captive of sin.
我们心里不能有平，没有平安。
We have no peace in our hearts.
我们的环境里没有平安。
There's no peace to be found in our circumstances.
这是最基本的一个最重要的一个问题。
This is the most important problem from sin.
主说你的罪赦免了。
But the Lord says your sins are forgiven.
而且你从罪里面可以得到释放，你们可以自由了。
And you are set free from your sins.
只有经历过不自由的人才知道这句话的可贵。
Only those who lost their freedom can understand how precious this is.
但是我们又看到，当我们在环境中像海里面的一样的忽然间起了风暴。
But then we also see that just like the storm in the ocean.
只有当海中起风暴的时候，我们才知道人是多么渺小的生物。
Only when we see the storm in the sea that can we realize how minute we are.
害怕跟无助。
We're afraid and we're helpless.
耶稣斥责风浪，风浪就平息了。
But Jesus rebuked the storm and it calmed down.
这些岂不就是在拉撒勒耶稣宣告说他要做的事吗？
Wasn't this exactly what Jesus proclaimed that he was to do in the synagogue of Nazareth?
当时有许多人半信半疑说这岂不就是约瑟的儿子吗？
At that time, many people doubtfully said, isn't this Joseph's son?
看了这么许多的事，他们会不会就相信了呢？
After seeing so many things, would they just believe?
这首诗的作者说，当他这样子长时间近距离的跟随耶稣。
And the author of the hymn said, after observing Jesus for such a long period of time in such a short distance,
他说他要拣选耶稣做他的救主。
He said he will choose Jesus to be his savior.
他要永远爱耶稣。
He will love him forever.
经过那么长的时间，那么多的事，他认识耶稣。
After such a long period of time, Through so many things, he realized Jesus truly loves him.
他是一个怜悯温柔的神。
He's a gracious and tender God.
哦，但是当时有许多其他的人也在场。
But at that time, many other people were there.
他们却没有做这样的决定。
They did not make that choice.
这是我读路加福音的时候。
This time, as I read the Gospel of Luke,
我特别注意到，在耶稣周围总是有那么许多的人拥挤他，环绕着他。
I noticed especially there's always a group of people thrown around him.
在他出生的时候是这样，在他成长的过程是这样，甚至在他加利利每一次他行神迹奇事的时候，总有许多人在那环绕他，拥挤他。
There's always people thrown around him when he was born, when he was growing up, and when he was in Galilee.
他们都亲眼见到耶稣。
They have seen Jesus with their own eyes.
在拥挤耶稣的时候，也可能他们都接触过耶稣。
When they throng and press him, they may have come in contact with Jesus.
但是大部分的人都擦身而过，没有得到什么，也没有注意到耶稣有什么特别。
But most people just pass him by. They didn't pay attention. They didn't notice much.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why would that be the case?
我想有几个原因。
I think there are some reasons.
哦，这些人实在都很忙。
These people are very busy.
很满。
They're full.
他们的时间表很忙很忙。
Their schedule is full and busy.
他们的账簿也可能很忙很忙。
Their checkbook is very busy and very full.
他们的心也是这样很忙碌，非常的满。
And so are their hearts, very full and very busy.
他们没有感觉到自己有需要。
They didn't realize they have needs.
因此他们跟耶稣就这样擦身而过，他们没有注意到这个人有什么特别。
So they just passed by Jesus. They didn't notice how special he is.
第二个呢，他们可能半信半疑。
And secondly, they may be doubtful.
圣经中充满了这样的例子。
These kind of people are filling up the Bible.
哦，他们就是谈谈说说而已。
They just chat about it.
他们用自己的想法在那里评论神迹奇事。
They were judging the signs and wonders with their own thoughts.
他们不是没有看见。
It's not that they didn't see.
但是他们用自己的想法在那里评论神迹奇事，评论圣经，也评论神。
But they were judging the miracles. They were judging God and the Bible.
所以他们觉得耶稣有些特别，但也没有特别那么特别。
They thought Jesus was special, but not so special.
还甚至有一些人，第三就是甚至有些人他们不喜欢耶稣所讲的话。
And the third kind would be those who dislike what Jesus preached.
但是却有一小部分人，他们跟随耶稣。
But there's a small group of people, they follow Jesus.
这里面有门徒，也有其他的妇女。
Including the disciples and some other women.
他们跟随耶稣都有些原因的。
There are reasons for them to follow Jesus.
他们可能第一次遇见耶稣是因为一些特别的原因。
Perhaps the first encounterance of Jesus was because of their illness.
或许是因为他们病得了他们身体有他们的身体上的疾病得了医治。
Perhaps because their illness was healed.
或许他们曾经吃过五饼二鱼所变出来的食物。
Or they have eaten of the five loaves and two fish.
或者他们的罪得到赦免，心里得到自由。
Or their sins are pardoned and their hearts are set free.
或者他们因着耶稣经历到平安。
Or they experience peace because of Jesus.
甚至可能这些都只是他们观察到的事情，他们本身并没有主观经历。
Or perhaps they just saw those things. They didn't subjectively experience them.
但是他们没有停在那里。
That's not where they stop.
哦，借着这些事情，他们的心被耶稣吸引。
Their hearts were drawn to Jesus through those things.
他们继续跟随耶稣。
They continue to follow Jesus.
或许他们的问题在过程中得到答案，或许没有得到答案。
Perhaps they found the answer through their experience, perhaps not.
但是在跟随耶稣的路上，他们的心不断地被他吸引。
But as they follow Jesus along, their hearts continue being drawn to Jesus.
他们继续跟随耶稣，他们就更多地认识耶稣。
The more they follow Jesus, the more they know him.
更多认识耶稣，也就更多得到耶稣。
The more they know Jesus, the more they gain of Jesus.
当我们读路加福音的时候，我们要做个决定，我们跟耶稣要建立什么样的关系。
As we finish reading the Gospel of Luke, we need to reflect on what kind of relationship we are to build with Jesus.
刚才我们所唱的诗歌92首当中所说的神迹奇事我自己都亲眼见过。
The signs and wonders mentioned in hymn number 92, I have seen them.
而且不止一次的亲眼见过。
And more than once with my own eyes.
我知道耶稣不改变。
I know Jesus the same.
他在路加福音怎样施行神迹奇事他如今他仍旧医治他仍旧拯救。
How he shows signs and wonders in the Gospel of Luke. Today he still heals and he still delivers.
但是越过我越宝贵这位言语慈祥面容现怜悯的神。
But the more I live, the more I treasure this gracious and merciful God.
越过我越感激这位主他知道我是罪人但是他哀我苦知道我被罪孽压困。
The more I live, the more I appreciate this Lord who understands my pain and when I was oppressed by sin.
越过我越能够依靠这位帮助我度过外面风暴的神。
And the more I live, the more I can trust this God who brought me through the storm.
越过我越让耶稣来平静我里面的风浪。
The more I live, the more I can let God lead me, calms the storm in my heart.
这次再读路加福音。
Again, I have read the Gospel of Luke.
我们的心继续追随耶稣。
Let our hearts continue to follow Jesus.
每一天我很期盼能够再读到耶稣。
Every day, I really look forward to reading about Jesus.
我们真的 captured by His goodness, captured by His beauty.
And let us be captured by His goodness, captured by His beauty.
再一次立志，我要永远爱他。
Again, let us set our minds to love Him forever.
越读越觉得他真是奇妙的加利利人。
The more we read of Him, the more we marvel at what a wonderful man in Galilee.
你和耶稣的关系怎么样呢？
How's your relationship with Jesus?
我们不要无所谓，我们不要半信半疑。
Don't be indifferent, don't be doubtful.
在路加福音中，当耶稣说完撒种的比喻后，耶稣大声地说，凡有耳可听的就当听。
At the end of the Gospel of Luke, when he was telling the parable of sowing the seeds, Jesus said it aloud, that he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
这是一句非常严重的话。
This is a very solemn word.
圣经中耶稣只大声说过两次话。
Jesus has only been loud for twice in the Bible.
都让我们感到他心中的焦急。
That we can understand, we realize the anxiety in his heart.
他大声地要唤醒我们。
He's quickening us with a loud voice.
不要轻看这一切。
Do not belittle these things.
我们不要以为那一天我们信主了，我们接受耶稣做救主了就可以了。
Don't consider enough when you believe in the Lord that day.
那只是表面的认识耶稣。
That is just knowing Jesus superficially.
我们要继续的跟随耶稣。
We need to continue to follow Jesus.
我们才能够真认识耶稣。
Then can we truly know Jesus?
我们要心里得安息吗？
Do you want peace in your heart?
我们要跟随他，学他的样式。
We need to learn from him and follow him.
他心里如何柔和谦卑？
How he is humble and lowly in heart.
我们也才能够有他的安息。
So can we have peace from him?
耶稣不仅是世人的救主。
Jesus is not just a savior of the world.
他更是信徒的救主。
He is a savior to the believers.
他不仅那一天救我们出黑暗入光明。
Not only did he save us that day to bring us out of darkness and into light.
在每一天里面他还要继续救我们。
And daily he will continue to save us.
将来我们还指望他救我们。
And one day we'll still look to him to be saved.
我们一起来依靠这位加利利人。
Let's trust him together, this man in Galilee.
请我们再打开诗歌92首。
Let's turn our hymn books to 92 again.
我们再一起来唱。
Let's sing together.
这一次我们一起来思考。
Let us consider together.
我们要做一个拥挤耶稣身旁的人。
We are to be people that thorn about him.
跟耶稣只有一次的接触。
To only have one contact with Jesus.
就擦身而过。
And then just pass him by.
还是我要做一个跟随耶稣、爱耶稣的人。
Or we want to be a person who loves Jesus and follow him.
请我们打开诗歌92首。
Let's turn our hymn books to 92.
父当年在加利利海边，阎王面前波光粼粼，我见岸上群众簇拥如云，正看加利利陌生人，我见他怎样一号下咽着，即刻叫他重见光明，有时恩能叫却对着前行，奇妙加利利陌生人，那是我便利益永远爱他，因他那样温柔怜悯，那日便认他为我救主，这加利利陌生人。他言语慈祥，面容显怜悯，爱我苦悲罪孽压困，他言语面容将拥挤我心，慈爱加利利陌生人，他向我露出他手痕乐伤，低声说道，这是为你，我负他交钱重担全脱离，感激加利利陌生人，那是我便利益永远爱他，因他那样温柔怜悯，那日便认他为我救主，这加利利陌生人。我见海上风暴怒涛汹涌，他命风浪即可平静，问他号令海面历史安稳，却能加利利陌生人，从此我觉无限平静安宁，心头奇妙喜乐融融，我聆天人知他大能手中，靠此加利利陌生人，那是我便利益永远爱他，因他那样温柔怜悯，那日便认他为我救主，这加利利陌生人。早便被微风暴所困的人，快来得他万内救恩，他要平息风暴护怒你安慰，来一家里里陌生人，他命我来向你传达好讯，他已为你预备福分，唯有你肯谦卑与他亲近，跟随加利利陌生人，朋友你是否愿永远爱他，因他那样温柔怜悯，今日便认他为你救主，这加利利陌生人，朋友你是否愿永远爱 温柔怜悯，今日便认他为你救出，这家里离陌生。